The Afternoon Express, Zoomer Radio. Good afternoon. We've had somebody drop into the studio here. What a nice surprise. Hurricane Hazel is here at the Zoomerplex. How are you?
Great.
It's good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Well, I just dropped by to visit Moses, and here I am.
Well, it is a pleasure that you're here, that you made a point to drop by our studios here, Hazel. But, you know, I thought to myself, where have I seen her before? I mean, recently, where have I seen Hazel recently? And you're right here on the cover of Zoomer Magazine, not only on the cover of Zoomer Magazine, but you're inside. Quite a spread about you.
I've had many photo shoots, but Zoomer's photo shoot was the most extensive of any. They sure dressed me up in trying to portray some of my activity.
Well, here's the cover. Hazel McCallion on the cover of Zoomer Magazine. That'll be out on your newsstands very soon. Keep an eye open for that. And look at this. Look at this picture here. a pilot's outfit on?
That's right. Is that the hurricane? No.
Yeah. That's a black leather jacket.
Well, you see, Norm is not familiar with the black leather. Okay, trust me. And that, by the way, that voice is Moses Neimer joining us here because he's giving Hazel a bit of a tour. So Hazel, before we get to the spread here, is this your first time at the Zoomerplex? You've been here before, haven't you?
No, I've been here before.
Okay, all right.
I've been interviewed before.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So, do you miss being mayor?
I don't miss the politics, but I do miss working with the staff.
Yeah.
You know, we built a city, and we took it from a rural area of 270,000, built it into 700,000. And built a lot of, provided a lot of jobs, but we kept the facilities and the services that people need up to date. So the city has been most successful and kept it out of debt until the last year. Kept it out of debt, which is quite a record for any government today.
And I know you had a very long career as the mayor of Mississauga. But when you look back, was there a particular highlight? Is there something in particular that you look back and remember, oh, man, that was a great moment or a great time?
Well, there was two moments. I think one moment wasn't a very pleasant one, when we had the derailment in 1979 and were able to manage it well. It was a success, if a disaster could be a success. And I think our communication was the key to the success, keeping the people well informed. You know, we evacuated 250,000 people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to tell them they have to leave their homes.
Yeah.
Some of them had to stay out as long as a week.
I remember
that. So we
that.
Handled that. And then the opening of the Civic Center was quite important. We had the Duke of York and his wife over for that. That was quite exciting. But, you know, there's so many excitements. The Hershey Center, which is now the Paramount Center, bringing a hockey team to Mississauga, the Ice Dogs.
That's right.
Helping Don Cherry to do that.
Yep.
So there's so many things, because when you think of the city growing to be the sixth largest city in Canada, you can imagine
amount
of growth. And
now, Hazel, you're 98 years old. Let me understand something here. You're retired.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything these days, right?
I'm busy.
I was waiting to hear that. You were saying before you went on air how many projects you have going.
Yeah, I'm on the Airport Authority as a director appointed by the federal government, and I'm really enjoying that because this is Canada's largest airport. It has growing plan. Great growing plans. We now handle 49 million passengers a year, and we've got a plan to handle 80 million in the future. Then I work for Revera, which is long-term care, retirement care, and assisted living. One of a large corporation that is extremely well run, and I enjoy being their chief elder officer. So I visit their homes and talk to their staff, meet with the residents, encourage them to live life to the fullest, that they're that just because they've moved into a retirement home, that they don't stop being independent, looking after themselves, and such. So that they you know, age is something you don't think about. It's not what age you are, it's what are you doing at that age. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Moses, it sounds like maybe Hazel has a little spare time to come down to the Zoomplex and do some work with us from time to time.
Well, I'm trying to convince her to help us at CARP.
Ah.
And by the way, in case you all missed it, Chief Elder Officer translates as CEO.
Okay.
Well, I'm in, often introduced as the CEO of Rivera and people. Chief Elder Officer, and I'm so proud of it. Rivera is a great retirement company, and they have they do a lot of research on aging, etc. They want to be the best in the business, and their objective, and they're moving towards that in a major, major way.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here, and continued to doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to say, I don't want to get old.
That's right.
So if you don't want to get old, you stay active physically, and you keep that old mind working every day.
So, Moses.
I reminded Hazel that our slogan around here is that the best way to keep going
is going.
To keep going.
Keep going.
And boy.
That's right.
And the other one. First 100 years are the hardest.
Oh, right.
What's the other one?
The first 100 years are the hardest. It's easy after that.
Well, I'm looking forward to that 100.
Goodness knows you're an excellent example of the best way to keep going is to keep going.
This is the whole idea that Moses Neimer had with Zoomer.
Yeah.
With the Zoomer, that it's all in your, it truly is, it's all in your mind. It's your
all
attitude,
in your
isn't
mind.
It?
Yeah.
And you are such a clear example of that right now. This is, by the way, folks, if you have a chance, this is a must-have issue with Hazel McCallion on the cover. It is our May edition, Zoomer Magazine.
Fresh
is that really
off
you?
The print.
Off the print. It's still wet. I can still smell it. This is
just
been
off the press.
You look really great in a lot of these shots. I mean, this is great.
I know, isn't that terrific?
I thoroughly enjoyed the photo shoot. Can you imagine? It was so exciting. They kept changing me into this outfit and that outfit.
That's
it was great.
They're waiting for Hazel at the magazine, so we have to mosey.
Well,
all right.
It's
it was a pleasure.
To see you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Moses. Thanks, Hazel.
Hazel McCallion on Zoomer Radio.